The general store used to be a staple of many small towns in Indiana. Over the years, many of them have fallen into disrepair or been torn down. But as WFIU's Gretchen Frazee reports, the old general store in the Greene County town of Salisbury is getting a new look, and possibly another life.
More than 50 years ago, the square, whitewood, two-story building called the Yoho General Store was the place to go in Salisbury to fill up on gasoline, get a daily dose of town gossip, or simply buy a scoop of its famous ice cream. That all changed in 1961 when Salisbury School was consolidated with the Center and Jackson Township schools, pulling people away from the center of town. Standing at the intersection where the store sits, it's easy to imagine everything as it used to be. The store was just a block from the train station, next door to one of the most popular restaurants in town, and within walking distance from the area school. 80-year-old LaVon Yoho remembers those times well. He bought that corner restaurant when he was just 17 years old, and his parents owned the general store where he worked. He says in front of the store was a liar's bench, a gathering place for people to share their stories, real or fiction.
I often think of the stories that was told and is over the years on the liar's bench. I wish I'd have made a recording of a lot of conversations that went on there.
After Yoho's parents died, the general store was left to him and his brother. The town's population had shrunk, and the store became a financial burden. Then, last year, Yoho's brother also died, making it impossible to keep the store open at all. That's when Cook Group came in. Their property management subsidiary, CFC Properties, bought the store and is now making renovations. On a recent weekday, workers stabilized the foundation and replaced decaying wood on the outside walls.
These windows open to the interior so they can serve ice cream through the windows so you could walk up to get your ice cream cone.
That's CFC President Jim Murphy. He's walking around the building pointing out ways his company plans to keep the feel of the old store.
This flooring is going to be kept as much as we can. We're going to refurbish as much as possible. If you walk over this way, you'll see this area here. We're trying to identify what type of a flooring is under here, so we've scratched away the surface of the buildup from year to year.
In addition to the flooring, the general store will keep the original wood-burning stove and remake the liar's bench. These kinds of projects aren't new to Cook. Founder Bill Cook had a passion for renovations, and now his son Carl Cook says he's trying to continue his dad's legacy.
Dad actually wanted us to try to buy this when my wife was thinking of opening the boutique. He said, well, why don't you buy the store? It wasn't for sale back then.
Carl Cook's wife already owns a boutique just down the street. After all, Cook says this place really is home to some of his family.
My wife grew up just a few miles down the road here, so this is really her hometown. So, you know, for her and my in-laws, it's a big deal that the store is coming back. For everybody around here, I mean, everybody that's come up to me says, I'm so glad the store is going to be coming back.
And he says the store won't just be for show. Cook says after the initial investment, the store can be profitable. Of course, it certainly won't restore Salisbury to its former glory, but LaVon Yoho says it's a step in the right direction.
I don't feel that we probably were able to change with the times as fast as I would have liked to, but the days come now that I think we're going to see a great revitalization of the area here.
CFC Properties plans to continue work during the summer and hopes to open the store for business in the fall. Officials don't have the full list of what will be sold, but those famous ice cream cones may soon be back on the menu. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.